And welcome back officially to the podcast, Everything You Never Needed to Know About Movies, Music, and Theater. I am your host, Matt. Now, we've been gone for a while, a long while, let's say the least. Didn't know I was going to be taking this long of a break, but it's one of those things where you just can't plan it. Between some of the things that have been going on in terms of life things, moving. My son is now 4, to just things that are out of your hand, like having some difficulty in the theater department or trying to get productions up and running or even creative things up and running and constantly getting canceled. So not canceled in the sense of like, like Bill Cosby canceled, but like just canceled in the sense of like these things are just getting canceled, for whatever reasons. So I was thinking a lot about, okay, well, what does all that mean? What should I do? I'm constantly writing, as all of you can probably assume or whatever. But it's a question of, so what do I do now? Well, the smart or the easiest thing for me to answer that with is to just give up and sit in my bed and go all Brian Wilson. I've decided not to do that, and I've decided to get back to what I know best, which is talking about movies, music, and theater, which I shall. I hope to return to the podcast in a way that will be exciting. One thing I am going to start doing now is I will start doing these video, I guess they call vlogs, and putting it up on my YouTube, so that at least something could come of it, especially since Anchor no longer exists. So I don't, get anything from, unless people subscribe, which please subscribe, like, and subscribe on YouTube, and also subscribe on Spotify podcast or whatever. Just subscribe to my podcast; it would be lovely. And check out the old episodes. I've been releasing some not new episodes, but ones that had been in the back hall for a while. And so, but I will have guests on again. We will go back to the old format as it always has been. People like, Andrew Quinney, my friend Chris. I'd love to have Kaylee back on, as well as Jackie Freiman and various people, Kathy Bedard. I'd love to have all these people back on the podcast again. It's just a matter of scheduling and time. But one thing I know that is in the process, which I have to just, we just have to sit down and schedule, will be Chris Rose, who is part of the Mass Mouse Fans podcast. He co-hosts it with myself. He will come onto this podcast, and we will do a top 10 list of theme park songs, which will be very exciting. So what I've decided to do, in addition to trying to get this back up and rolling, is also to do some movie news. I catch the trades as much as I can, and obviously a lot of people I know cover the news, and I like to cover in my own way, fashion, which I've always done. So I think this will be starting to be a new phase of the podcast. Well, in addition of keeping all the rest of it, as well as other ideas, there are other things that are coming up, and there are other things that I'm doing, to say the least. But with all that in place, I would like to introduce you to a new segment, Everything You Never Needed to Know About Movies, Music, and Theater News. So in the news today, one must know that Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, is now live on Disney Plus. That's right, the in-theater Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour movie, which was 3 hours long, is now 3 hours and 20 minutes long. They have added new songs back, and they've actually cut two songs, which clearly I don't care. I'll watch it regardless of whatever songs are on there. Now, granted, the songs I like from Taylor Swift are the lesser known songs, like I like any other artist that is out there. The songs that I love of Billy Joel are never performed, but I will still enjoy it as well. So that is on Disney Plus. For anyone who is interested, not a sponsor, but you can buy the bundle if you really choose to. Deadpool and Wolverine, the new movie coming up. That's right. This is going to be the only movie Marvel puts out this year, because Marvel has seen some backlash in terms of the box office. But there is a rumor that has just hit the airwaves that Henry Cavill is rumored to be in it as a Wolverine variant. Now, this sounds exciting, However, I still would love to see Henry Cavill as Captain Britain, as he's been rumored to be as well. Hopefully, this is just a step in that direction, but we'll see what happens. And speaking of Marvel and Henry Cavill, Bo DiMeo has been fired from X-Men 97. Now, the rumors have gone out. There's two different things going out that they're going to say that it's because he created an OnlyFans account online. I think it has more to do with the fact that he is one of the only showrunners who defended Henry Cavill during the Witcher situation, which, if anyone needs to know that, Henry Cavill was very critical about the changes made to Witcher that deviated from the book and from the video games. And Bo is the only one who actually was like, he has a point. I do believe, and not getting too far down into a crevice, that the more you deviate from a book that you like, well, here's the thing that people don't, I think, understand is that when you do an adaptation, there are two different ways to do an adaptation. The first is if the source material is in terrible states. Example, Little Shop of Horrors, the Corman movie. Terrible movie. Terrible, awful movie. Howard Ashman took it and made it into quite an amazing musical. Reefer Madness, the movie that is supposed to get your kids to not smoke pot, which gets every kid to smoke pot. Again, not that great of a movie. Heck of a Broadway musical. Actually, off-Broadway musical and movie. So, but then if you take something like The Witcher, which has a beloved fandom of books and video games, and then you start doing it justice, but then you start making changes to it and not changes that expand the plot, expand the characters, or expand the story that you're going for, the story that is relevant, and you're just doing it just to satisfy a little checkbox, which again Disney has been doing from a good part of time. We are living in a world where there is woke stuff now. I don't want to be critical of it being a man, but as a person of color, a lot of it is very, it's not progressive as people think it is. It to me is very derivative and material that you kind of are like, that's the only reason they're doing it is so that they can say we have this thing going on in this particular IP. It's not for story-wise. They don't spend enough time thinking about it, why this is important to the story. For me personally, I would love to see more LGBTQ plus characters in movies and in mainstream movies, but I would love to see their story told by people who have experienced this story, but and explained in a way that is not divisive and very much the forefront of the story. To me, story and characters are everything, and if you don't have story and characters, then what are you doing? So if you're just changing the character to be a woman or a person of color, because why not, and not changing any of the aspects of it, or doing what Star Wars and some other properties have done in the sense of putting a woman in that position, but not giving her any kind of obstacle to overcome, you're not really doing her any favors. If you look at the very first Iron Man movie, the first hour and a half of that movie is Tony Stark trying to figure out how to work this thing. He didn't just build it because he was a tech genius. In fact, they said he is a tech genius and they knows things, but he tests things. He does the first flights. He it's literally like, the Orville Wright, the Wright brothers trying to fly for the first time. And I do think that if you were to switch him out and put a woman in there, she should go through the same things because then you would respect her even more because you saw that she was pushed up against an obstacle and she overcame it and mastered it, not that she just happened to have the force within her. Even Luke, who's the son of Anakin Skywalker, had to learn how to harness the force. He didn't just have the force. These are things that have been bugging me since the beginning of the woke culture. But these are the stories that we're telling, unfortunately. Anyway, back to the news. Jurassic 4 is about to go into pre-production with Gareth Edwards as the director. The title is going to be Jurassic City. Why? Because it sounds stupid. Jurassic Park has been going into very much a I don't even know how to say it, but it's just bad. It's just bad. And so they need something, they need to do something for it. But if they continue going on in this realm of the Jurassic World and again, derivative stuff, the first one was a classic. Lost World, not that great, but it's still pretty dang good. And Jurassic 3, for all its faults, there are some good moments in that, especially considering that they threw out the entire script literally a month before they started shooting. That is nuts. May 10th will be Doctor Who Day globally. The new Doctor Who series will be premiering on Disney Plus and various other streaming services globally on that day. This will carry on from the Doctor Who specials that were on Disney Plus, which did see David Tennant return and a new Doctor take its place, but split. So David Tennant would still be out there, and the new Doctor, which I'm not even going to try to say his name because God, I can't even say that name because I want to say the N first, but I know it starts with a G, so I'm not going to try. Judd Apatow is in the process of producing a documentary about the legendary Godspell Toronto production. This is where some people got their start, either going toward to SCTV or even to the Groundlings and Second City. The production included Martin Short, Eugene Levy, Gilda Radner, Victor Garber, Paul Schaefer, Andrea Martin, and Dave Thomas. This is going to be very exciting. And there's also that Saturday Night Live movie that's going to be coming out soon, directed by Jason Reitman and written by Jason Reitman and Gil Keenan, about the beginning of Saturday Night Live, 1975, I believe it's going to be called. And it's got basically Lorne Michaels, all the different characters. They even got a Jim Henson dude who's going to play, which people don't realize Jim Henson actually started with Saturday Night Live and the Muppets and the Land of Gork. So that will be interesting to see all the behind the scenes. I do expect to see Michael O'Donoghue lose his shit multiple times in this show. I believe it's going to be going to Hulu once that goes up. I'm not sure where this documentary is going to be, but we'll keep an eye on it and we'll see. Sydney Sweeney, who just made a big splash with Madame Web, has made a statement saying that she was just hired as an actress in Madame Web and does not know anything about all the back behind the scenes hoopla in it. Madame Web was a disaster. I did not see it. I know there are people who have tried to defend it with lines like the one that John Mulaney threw out at the Oscar presentation. I can't see how that movie has been any good, but then again, anything that Sony has done that has not had Marvel with it, clearly you can t see that it's not that great. Across the Spider-Verse, excluded, of course. Sydney Sweeney is an incredibly talented young lady, so I'm very excited to see her do more work that is not terrible. The Notebook opened on Broadway, unfortunately, to mixed reviews. I caught a couple of the reviews and they were not complimentary, saying that it will make you cry, but sometimes not for the right reason or for just the nostalgia of the movie. The Notebook cast recording will be digitally released on April 19, 2024. The music, of course, was written by Ingrid Michaelson, who is an incredibly great songwriter and artist. I wish she had attached herself to something much better than The Notebook. I'm sorry to say that. Sweeney Todd will come to a close in May on Broadway, which is currently being starred by Sutton Foster and Aaron Tveit. I have to say that I was very excited for this, considering that this was the production that Josh Groban and Anna Feldman were in. But the problem is that I don't see Sutton Foster as Mrs. Lovett. It might be a brilliant role for her, and the same with Aaron. I don't see him as a vengeful Sweeney Todd. Poor man. Poor people. But that it has to end somehow. And that's unfortunate. The Days of Wine and Roses are also going to be ending soon. Once again, Broadway shows why brilliant, brilliant work, especially by the creators of The Light in the Piazza, Adam Gettle, who also is the grandson of Richard Rodgers and the son of Mary Rodgers, and Craig Lucas, who is a brilliant playwright. Why good material keeps going to waste? Because people don't want to see it. I, for one, have listened to the soundtrack of Days of Wine and Roses. I am a huge fan of Adam Gettle. His music is precise and incredibly complicated. Almost like if you want to take a look, if you want to take Richard Rodgers, Stephen Sondheim, and Michael John Macuusa and throw them into a pile, and that's what you've got. Unfortunately, however, people don't want to see it because of its gloomy material about addiction and drinking. I, however, think it's a brilliant idea for a musical, and why has it took this long since the movie was made in 1940s, 1950s, why it's taken this long for a musical like that to be done, I couldn't tell you, but it's very I am very excited to see if it has some legs, or at least in my little profession of local theater, that we could get the rights to it at some point. It would be quite lovely. Going into the music, two cast albums are going to be available soon. On the 29th of March, White Girl in Danger, which I have to say is one of my favorite titles ever, from writer Michael R. Jackson, will premiere digitally on May 29th, and The Garden's Animnuchia will be released digitally March 22nd, 2004. That, of course, is written by Michael John Macuusa, who, again, with Jason Robert Brown, Adam Gettle, and David Yazbek, probably and Janine Desori, probably one of the best songwriters working currently right now, who does not write down to the audience, and in the great Sondheim fashion, continues to try to bring something new to the table instead of just regurgitated nonsense. Again, these are new segments that I am very excited to be to start this and to have it be possibly the new section that we go into. I was trying to start new sections for the last couple episodes that I recorded with friends, but as you could see, we kind of got off on that, and I will endeavor to come back. Anyway, this has been Matthew Garland with everything you never needed to know about movies, music, and theater news. I really hope you subscribe to the channel. I hope you rate us, comment below, do all that great stuff. Subscribe to the podcast channel. This will be on YouTube and Spotify, as well as everything else. I'm really excited for this. Check out my other podcast, the Movie Critics, a web series, which is a scripted podcast, and also check out Mass Mouse Fans and my friend Peter's scripted podcast, Putting Two and Two Together, which is, again, great. And I was lucky to be in the new season coming up, and reprise my role as Paul. A lot of other things coming up again, some readings, some new scripts coming in. I'm writing constantly. I'll also check out my books that are on Amazon.com, specifically the new book that I just wrote, which is Remembering the Magic 14 Years of Disney World Trips, as well as my poetry book, Looking Down Upon the World. But that's it for now. I've been Matt Garland. You've been awesome. Take care of yourselves.